Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
My name's Danielle, and we're so excited to be back for episode number 2. We've gotten amazing feedback from you guys.
Yeah, seriously, we asked you guys to like blow up our notifications and like Twitter, Instagram. Like,
yes, you guys truly did.
Yeah, so we're so excited to be back today for episode number 2, and we kind of have an idea of what we're going to talk about today, because
we just went back to school. We're back in classes now, so we thought we'd do like a back-to-school-themed podcast, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah, tis the season.
Tis the season. So if you guys are just joining in, we both go to the University of Georgia. I'm a sophomore.
And I'm a senior.
Ah! Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I'm like a senior.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh my god. So we wanted to talk about a couple things. You guys sent us requests. We asked you guys questions. You guys want us to talk about our favorite back-to-school snacks, what classes we're liking, how it's going, just
routine, getting back into a routine, totally. Tips. Like, people are asking, like, the productivity tips and stuff, which we mentioned we want to do a whole
episode. That'll be a whole thing.
Can touch on, like, school tips.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know we went back to school probably before most of you guys, if you guys are going back to school.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Even, like, other, like, Alabama and, like, those kind of schools, they haven't even started
yet. Well, I guess we just had our bid day. I don't really know.
But they don't start until next Monday. Like, we started a full week earlier. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Also, we just had bid day. We just have our new pledge class at Katy. It's so exciting.
I know. It's actually really exciting. I mean, I don't really deal with it that much because I'm like, not that I don't deal with it, but I'm older now, so I'm kind of irrelevant, but it's exciting for you.
Old and irrelevant.
It's exciting for Danielle, though.
It was really exciting. It was really rewarding after, like, 2 weeks, like, the first week preparing, and then the second week of, like, recruitment. It was really rewarding to, like, actually have, like, a new set of, like, girls, and they're all so sweet and amazing, and, yeah. I'm so happy.
I'm really happy, too. And Mariah, who my roommate is, was the recruitment chair, and just seeing how much work.
Yes.
It's a lot of work, so the 2 weeks is over, and now it's time for fun, basically.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. It's ad drop week here at UGA, so it's, like, definitely, like, more chill. Like, you don't have a ton of homework. It's kind of just, like, syllabus week is probably what other people call it.
Yeah, there's a lot of socializing, I would say, for syllabus week.
I have socialized the 3 nights in a row, and I'm definitely...
Due for a break.
Due for a break, yes, that's it. Tonight I shall be going to the grocery store instead of wherever else. Yeah,
that's nice.
I'm really excited.
That's fun.
It's been interesting, though, having to, like, actually grocery shop for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't do that last year.
Not on the meal plan or anything.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to do a couple swipes this semester just because I'm on campus, like, I don't want to keep buying Chick-fil-A or Barbarios.
Oh, definitely. We just got that sushi place. They sell sushi now in Tate Market. Yeah.
Wait, where? Oh, in Tate Market.
But there's like a location that sells like just sushi somewhere on campus. I don't know. Maddie and I were talking about it. I don't really know where.
I didn't see sushi because I bought a sandwich from the Tate Market yesterday.
Maybe it's like coming soon. But then the main library is also getting Caribou coffee.
Oh my god, that's good coffee.
And Einstein bagel.
Okay,
even though we have one downtown, but
we have so many awesome restaurants at UGA. Seriously, like, we could brag for hours about it.
Big fan. We'll talk more about food in a little bit. Yeah, I wrote down some because you guys want to hear like easy meal ideas and stuff. And
definitely.
Now that you're cooking for yourself, Danielle, that will be good to...
Yeah, have a little bit of insight. Brooke's probably better. But we will get into that. So, like we said last episode, we're going to be starting off each one with our highlights and lowlights. But do you want to tell them what we're doing this week instead?
Yeah, well, okay. A lot of you guys requested that we share our opinions on The Bachelorette and The Bachelorette finale. So we thought that this would be something to like just kind of discuss before it gets too old because it was just on like last week.
Yeah.
And we kind of missed talking about it. So we have we'll do a quick little recap of our thoughts. And
yes, we want to do that really quick just for you guys that watch it because it is really entertaining.
Okay. So what were your thoughts on overall finale, Becca overall?
Okay. So I have so many emotions about her. Like, I think she's so sweet, but she almost talked about Ari too much at the beginning. And
I agree.
Like, come on, girl. Like, are you here to, like, find love or just to, like, rant about that?
I also think it was far too fast. Like, people were like, she has to bounce back. It's like, she literally had 1 month from, like,
you're so
being
right,
broken.
Like,
way too quick. Way too quick.
Yeah, no, way too quick. But, I don't know. I didn't think she was gonna pick Garrett. I totally...
Really?
Yeah, no. I mean, I wanted her to. The whole time I was like, he is so cute, so precious. Like, he's the perfect human. But I thought and Blake had this more, like...
connection.
Yeah, but clearly not. Maybe he was a one-sided thing and she just...
Or, like, maybe the TV doesn't show us everything, you know? Maybe, like, some of their best moments weren't exactly captured. It's so hard with shows like that.
Who, you mean her,
like,
and Garrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's all staged. I listened to a podcast that she did with Stassi from Vanderpump Rules. Do you know who that
is? I know Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. Yeah.
So she did a podcast with her, and she said that they literally will get ready for the date and go there hours and hours before because they have to shoot all the B-roll. You know, like when they're, the scenes of them, like when they're walking on the beach or like looking into the wilderness when they're like thinking, and it'll be like her doing a voiceover, like,
They do that before the date?
Yes, yes.
That's messed up. Yeah, holy crap.
So it's just like a whole production and like a long day and everything.
Well, and something I didn't know, but like maybe this was common knowledge. I was listening to a podcast with my friend Kayla Quinn. She was on one of the Bachelor episodes or Bachelor seasons. She was on someone's podcast and she was talking about how for the rose ceremonies, they're up all night.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But I guess, yeah, it takes a long time, and they need it to be dark out when they're filming. That's exhausting. No wonder that everyone gets crazy on the first night. They're exhausted.
I know. So anyways, just brief thoughts. I'm happy. I read the spoilers, and they're always accurate, so I knew Garrett was going to win.
I remember one season I did that, and I actually hated everything, so I haven't done it since. But
I heard rumors that, and it kind of just makes the most sense logistically, that Jason will be the Bachelor. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, Brooke and Jason actually go way back.
Way back.
Brooke on social media when it comes to Bachelor season, like, is actually the funniest thing ever. Follow at Brooke Michio on Twitter. Honestly, Instagram stories, too. Like,
Thank you.
It, like, she'll just be like, someone needs to make a meme of this face. Like, she just thinks of these
Blake's
things.
Wedding, that was absurd.
In the finale. I know. That was, like, a lot.
His pores were just open, and it was just dripping.
They literally gave him a towel. Did you see him?
I thought he was gonna pass out when she rejected him.
No, I was really worried about him. Like, you good?
Yeah.
Like, poor thing, though. That is so hard. And, like, in front of, like, the world. Like, your family's watching that. Your friends. Like, your guy friends that are probably roasting him.
They're roasting him now.
Roasting and toasting.
Yeah.
So. Jason.
Jason. Well, I've been a fan of Jason since the beginning of the season. Even when he was, like, underrated first few episodes, people were like, yeah, like, he's cute, whatever. I'm a big fan of Jason.
But, like, didn't he comment something?
Yes,
too?
Yes. I commented on his picture. Okay, Danielle's vlogging this at the same time. Yeah. So tune in to Danielle's Week in My Life. This is so fun.
I know.
Inception. So I commented on his picture. It was literally the blurriest,
most terrible
photo I've ever seen. And I commented, looks like this was taken on an iPhone 1 or something. Like, just, like, joking around. And he deleted my comment, but then I, like, tweeted. I was like, oh my gosh, Jason deleted my comment, like, he can't take the heat or something. And then he re-commented on the photo and tagged me and says, like, at Brooke Mangio, sorry I deleted your comment, I needed to comment, because he does, like, hashtags as comments.
What?
So, you know, that's like, the weird hashtags, like, hashtag Bachelorette, hashtag Jason.
Oh, he,
like,
has to?
I don't think he has to. I think he wants, like, gain followers. You know, they all, like,
so he saw your tweet and went through the process of adding you on Instagram, right? Yeah,
like, in the comments of the original photo, he's like, at Brooke Mangio, sorry I deleted your comment, like, I'm stupid and, like, wanted to have my comment first, like, crying face. And I commented back. I was like, I'll forgive you. And he commented back, like, thank you. And, like, we had a little banter. But I did.
A little banter.
I did DM him after because I needed to make another move.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer. But I don't think he read it. Because at that time, he was still, like, actively on the show.
Oh, so I don't think he probably, like, couldn't.
Yeah. But I would consider going on Bachelor for him. I'm not going to because
I would have so many watch parties. So many watch parties for you. I'd get a cardboard cut out of you.
I'm absolutely not mature enough to go on, but because I don't know. I just don't
think I'm
that
not
that
emotionally
be,
ready
no,
for that. Absolutely.
Absolutely
not.
And I don't really know if I believe in it entirely. That it's
true love
and stuff.
After
so,
listening to all these podcasts.
Yeah. So anyways, that was just my thoughts, but he's a cute boy. So, Jason, if you're listening to this and things don't work out for you,
Brooke Michio,
I'm
down.
Available. Just answer my DMs.
Yeah,
sir.
Seriously, check your DM.
No, my DM said, I was trying to be like,
what'd you say?
I was like, if Becca doesn't give you a rose, like, you can always get one from me or something.
No, you did not. That is so unlike you.
I know.
I'm
I was feeling risky that day because he was, like, having a chat with me. I don't know. I'm
no,
just
yeah, that's like when you do it. Just get active.
Yeah,
like,
it was just
that's when you do
so
it.
So anyways, that's the tea on Bachelorette.
That's the tea,
I
want to
hear it. That's the tea. I want to hear everyone else's tea on Bachelorette.
Yeah, we want to hear what you guys think. So DM us, all that fun stuff. Excuse me, I just
burped. Oh, no. excuse you. Are you watching Bachelor in Paradise then? This is a good,
no.
good question. Okay, I'm not either.
No, yeah.
To be honest,
fun fact, when all my friends came over to have a watch party, my TV did not have the channel that for ABC. So we're like asking literally everyone and their mother how to watch it, all this fun stuff, trying to stream it.
I have. You should have asked me. I have it.
I was stressed. Yeah. So, but the lounge in my apartment building had it for some reason. So I need to call my apartment, ask them why I don't. Because I have like 70 channels.
Yeah, it's that's not like weird. I don't have cable. And that's like a pretty basic channel.
It's like really basic. Like, I'm not going to be able to watch award shows and stuff. Like, this needs to be fixed. So that's why I also haven't been watching Bachelor in Paradise. Because I'm not really trying to go in the lounge alone and like watch it.
Chilling in the lounge.
Yeah, but that's that. So now we're going to get into all the back to school fun stuff. So instead of highlights and lowlights this week, we're going to do our favorite class and our least favorite class, because this is syllabus week and we've kind of gotten to get a feel. We've gone to all of our classes so far. And yeah, so we're just going to be talking about those. Should we do my favorite and least favorite, or we both do our favorites and then...
You go first. You say all of yours.
Okay.
Just so that...
Oh, all of my classes?
Okay. How about we each start with our favorite, because... We'll just start on a positive note.
Sorry, guys, we didn't plan. We're gals on the go, you know what I mean?
No, this is fun.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So share your favorite class this semester, because that's exciting. I mean, sophomore year, you're getting a little more into, like, some fun
class. Yeah, a little bit more. Like, I don't have to take science classes anymore, which is, like, a big deal. Okay. Like, I was very excited. So my favorite class is definitely women's studies. It is a lecture class, but I really do enjoy it. And I think, like, you guys know I'm all about that girl boss, girl power, gals on the go, you know. So I'm really going to enjoy it. And Morgan Yates said that her women's studies classes was, like, her favorite. I think she was actually women something minor. I don't know. Morgan, if you're listening to this, correct me. But I really enjoyed that, and I think I'm going to, like, relate the most to it. So that's my favorite.
And you're going to learn a lot, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Like, women in history. About it. Yeah. Like, it's actually something maybe I could talk about rather than, like, marine biology, so you know?
Uh-huh.
So what's your favorite?
So mine is definitely because I'm in, like, most of my major classes. So this is actually a comm... I'm a business major, but I'm taking this, like, through the comm school because... For my digital marketing emphasis, this class is required, and it's digital and social comm strategy. Like, it's so fun.
I love it. It's all those buzzwords.
Yeah, all of them.
Love a good buzzword.
So it's like advertising media, kind of. It kind of touches everything, but for example, like 15% of my grade is this paper that we have to write where we monitor our social media growth and engagement throughout the semester. Like, actually, it was like tracking retweets. I was like, this is so fun.
It's actually useful for you.
I know.
Especially, like,
my mom was like, you might actually pay more attention to it now. I was like, you're so right.
Yeah.
Because while I feel like the numbers do matter to us and everything, it's like, I don't personally sit there and analyze, like, well, this tweet did better than this one. Like,
no,
I should
people
tweet.
Do that. I mean, it is smart, but it's just, it makes us go crazy, smart. You know? Like, you don't want to, like, be down on yourself or feel too cool.
Exactly. Like, and everybody goes through, like, cycles with it. So you can't be, like, you can't blame one particular day over the other for, like, why you did better this day. I don't know. You know?
Yeah. What if I think you're going to learn a lot. If you learn anything, let me know. Text me. Be like, what's the next learn?
It's always interesting, though, because I don't think that they, like, the professor, I mean, I might, like, say it to them privately, but, like, I don't think they know that I, like, do YouTube and kind of have some knowledge on it. So
no,
I think
know.
It's, like, random. Yeah. I had a guy in one of my classes, like, say it to the whole class. It's so embarrassing.
No,
I told you about this.
There's always that one person that's got to
out
you.
Like, learning about YouTube, and he was like, well, Brooke, what do you think? Like, you do YouTube. And the prof was like, whoa, I didn't know that. And I was like, just kill
Brooke,
me.
Brooke, what do you think? Yeah. Everyone's head turns
I
to
know,
you.
And I didn't even know this boy. I was like, are you actually kidding me
oh,
right
you
now?
Didn't know
No,
him?
I had no idea who he was.
So he just decided at that moment
he
was going to out you.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, I was definitely, like, sitting in the back, like, kind of, like, analyzing the presentation.
Like, Josh and everything. Yeah.
No, because it was, like, about YouTube, and some of the stuff that they said was just, like, not accurate. So I was like,
so you had stuff to say?
Sir, I have some thoughts.
No.
But then he called me out, so that was funny.
Well, that is good. That is frustrating, especially with social media stuff, though. Like, stuff...
I think that everyone thinks they know everything about, like,
oh,
like, yeah, 100%. Like, YouTube, like, the subscription box. I'm like, oh, yeah, please educate me.
Yeah,
like,
educate
let's
me on
go.
That subscription box. Let's go, baby.
Sorry, that was a whole tangent.
No, that's really entertaining.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, learning from it from a school perspective, like, the way that they format it. I'm like, are you sure, sir? Are you,
no,
like,
literally,
yeah.
I can't wait till I'm in classes like that where I can
you'll
call
get to them soon.
I'm so
ready. Soon, like, next semester.
Well, next semester I'm applying to Grady, but apparently next semester I can take, since I'm, after this semester, I'll be done with all my core credits that
Yay.
I need at least to apply to, like, the journalism school, which is, I'm an advertising major, which I'm, like, considering maybe I want to switch to PR. I don't really know. People have been questioning me on my decision on advertising. I don't really know. But that's another podcast.
PR is a lot of writing.
Oh,
like,
just kidding,
a
bye.
Lot.
Okay, Brooke just made my decision for me.
No, like, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, anyways.
Advertising, I think, is a good fit for you. But you can do that. We'll decide later. That's
yeah.
TBD.
Yeah, we'll do another episode about that. But What was I going to say? Oh, I think next semester I'll get to take some, like, intro classes that you can take when you're outside of Grady mm-hmm. and just, like, random stuff like that. And I think I want to take, like, a fashion merchandising class next semester because I'm going to be a minor in it, at least as of now, just so I can actually enjoy some classes. Like, yeah. I know I'm so stubborn about it. I just really was excited to go to college and just... But it's okay. As soon as I'm in Grady, then I'll actually enjoy and I'll be really excited about the advertising classes.
I mean, everyone has to
wait. I know. Everyone's on the same boat. It's the cycle.
It's just, like, for example... For me, like, I was a semester ahead when I first started, so I was a little bit earlier, so maybe...
Maybe that's why, because I was, like, watching you do all this stuff so early, and I was like, what? But go you, honestly. Thanks. That's really great. But so my least, on that note, my least favorite class is definitely statistics, because whatever, but I think it's my last math I have to take other than, like, econ, if that counts. I don't have to take accounting, so I'm not in the business school.
Lucky.
But, I don't know. I really like my lecture teacher. However, today I had, like, my breakout session, and I just... It's in a very sterile classroom, like, big block computers, and, like, it's not a warm and, I don't know, the teacher's, like, a grad student, it just, you know, it's not my favorite. I just don't like math, so that's just naturally my least favorite.
Agree.
What about you?
Yeah. I didn't have to take any, really, maths in college, because I got a lot of, dual enrollment, like, credits
my school. My school didn't do dual enrollment. Everyone here has, like, so many credits, because their school did it, but, I mean, not gonna lie, being honest, being real, I did take AP stats, but I did not get a high enough
score. That's okay. So. I took AP World and I didn't get a high enough score to get, so I had to retake history.
But, like, UGA is, like, kind of low, and I was, like, kind of embarrassed for stats, at least, because it's, like...
What was it, like, a 3?
It's a 3, and I got a 2.
That's not bad. That's fine.
I don't know. I went to a really, like, smart school, and everyone, like, I don't know. Don't compare yourself, guys.
Yeah. I got a 3 on AP World, and UGA, you need a 4.
So. Really? Oh, yeah. I thought, like, everything at UGA was 3. Oh.
No, it depends on the subject.
Oh, well, then go Okay, so annoying. Just depends.
Whatever. So my least favorite class, now that I'm in my major, I took... Actually, my hardest... Actually, I did take math last semester. What am I saying? I took business calculus.
You were stressed about that.
You can't get out of that. That was... It was just a tedious class because I don't like math in the slightest, so that was hard.
Me neither. Literally at all. Like, goodbye math.
Yeah.
So that's yours. Oh, no, but what's your least favorite?
Oh, my least favorite now is Econ 2200, which is Economic History of the United States. It's required. Woo! You have to take, like, an upper level econ. I already did micro and macroeconomics. So this
you
is
did
like,
both?
Yeah.
Did you have to do both?
For
business?
For business, yeah. I didn't take macro here. I did it over the summer.
Oh, okay.
But I did micro here. Econs are hard in college. Yeah, not going to lie.
No, I know.
You only have to take one, though.
I've had 3 friends drop.
Wow.
Like, drop it like it's hot. But they all have the same professor, and he, like, didn't really speak much English. Like, no offense, but, like...
Yeah, that's challenging. It's very challenging when there's, like, a divide.
Like, you're trying to understand, and, like, it's awesome that they can, like, work here and stuff. It's just... I don't know. Sorry, I don't mean to, like, offend anybody, but it is kind of hard.
I get that, though. So. Yeah, when there's, like, a barrier.
Yeah, it's, like, legit. Like, one time I asked a question, he didn't know what I was saying. I was like, buddy, like... You're teaching a class of, like, people who speak mainly English. Like, that's actually hard. But, I mean...
You have to go to, like, extra office hours and stuff then. It just makes your life very, very difficult.
It's just, like, you shouldn't have to worry about that. But, like, I'm not going to complain too much about that. It's just, like, it's just an interesting concept. Agreed. But I don't have that problem this semester. I'm really happy about it.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. But this class, actually, the teacher is so nice. I don't even want to complain. It's just, like, I don't like econ, like you said.
No, yeah.
And I like history, so it's the history aspect is actually interesting to me, but... I have friends that have taken this class, and it's less about the history and more, like, about the graph and
so, like,
stuff.
The, like, analytical history.
Yeah.
Statistical history.
Yeah. It's not, like, tell me the story of, like
in 1984.
Yeah.
Columbus, or, no, that 1492.
History, gal.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy history, too. Like, I enjoyed my political science class, even though it's not really, it counts as a history, but it was also, like, just, like, about the government right now. And,
That's cool.
It is interesting. I do, you know,
it's good to be educated on it. Like, I'm not complaining. It's good information to know.
No, yeah, when it's, like, for the U.S., I mean, it's, like you can justify it. I always have to justify things. I think that's why I have trouble not, like, you know, it's, like, so hard, but you're, like, okay, I'm here.
I know. Like, for me, when I was doing all the math stuff, I was, like, oh, this is so annoying, but I actually learned how to use Excel really well in that class. Like, I can't complain because Excel is, like, necessary for so many career paths.
Yeah. That's true. Like, did you do Excel at all when you were interning at QVC?
Yeah. No. Yeah, we did. Not
oh,
really.
Yeah, you said they made you, like, do spreadsheets and stuff.
Yeah, we did a lot of, like, columns, like, functions, so you know what I mean? Like, just basic ones, like, sum of the column and stuff, but you have to know how to insert functions and stuff. So it's good to know the basic knowledge. It's pretty easy to grasp, but it's good to know.
Yeah, like, you can justify it. Yeah. Everything's justifiable.
Agree. And it's okay. Agree. You could struggle a little bit, too, academically, as long as you're, you know, getting the knowledge in.
Yeah, no, I agree. If you're actually getting something out of it, then boom, done, you're fine.
Boom, done.
But whatever. Also, something else, I feel like I'm just complaining, but we're just talking about back to school. No, I mean... I forgot how hot Georgia is in August.
It's a warm one today. Yeah, but I left my house at 8 a.m. to go to Orange Theory.
I saw that, dude. Down. I need to go. I have a membership, and, like, I
do you want to go tomorrow? I'm going at, like, 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, my class ends at 4:45. That one.
Darn. Well, I'm going. Tomorrow's a good one. It's Orange 3G, which is the time is split between the rower, the treadmill, and the weight room floor equally. Like, you do equal. I love it. That's my favorite day.
That is really nice. I actually forgot I told someone I'd go to Orange Theory tonight. Sorry, Delaney. I actually have things to do tonight. Oops.
Okay, yeah. Well, besides the point, I left my house and it was like 65 degrees. Pretty chilly this morning. And then
it was 65 degrees this morning?
Yeah. At 8 a.m. Yes. And then I stepped outside at 12 p.m. going to class today and it was like roasting. So.
Wait, that's actually weird though, because I feel like that's weird that it was that. Oh, yeah, it's 89 degrees right now.
Yeah. No, it was genuinely chilly this morning. I was like driving with the windows down. I had to roll them up. So.
Oh, you're that chilly.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, it's just like, it's just frustrating. And like, we have really big hills. So like, going up the hills in the heat, like.
Do you have to walk very far between your classes?
Not between my classes, just to get to the main. It's, I can't complain. Like, most of my friends live on Millage, which is where all the sorority houses are.
They have to take the bus.
Yeah. And it's so confusing. Like, I'm very thankful that my apartment's located where I can just walk to everything, at least this semester. But it is still hard. It was funny. Daly and I had to wait in this long line at the bookstore today to get our intro to stats, like, manual for the lab. And then we're, like, running uphill. Like, I definitely got a booty workout today.
Dang.
I just got an email from my apartment building. Bingo tonight.
Oh, that's fun. I love bingo.
Yeah, it's like welcome week. You saw that in the elevator.
Yeah. Right? Her like apartment has like a little schedule. It's like bagels today, donuts tomorrow. Like,
I know, tomorrow's Gigi's Cupcakes. Might have to go.
See, if I lived here, I would actually be obese. Oh, so we should talk about food on that note.
Okay, on that note, obesity.
On that note, we love food.
No, big fans of food, especially when you're doing work and you're just stressed.
You're doing the work.
Need to eat.
Yeah.
To eat. So what are some of your favorite, like, quick on-the-go or maybe full-on meals that you've been making lately?
That's a great question.
Or what did you have written down? I was trying to talk about what you...
Well, a lot of people commented. We asked you guys for questions on Insta, and a lot of you guys are like, hey, I'm in college trying to, you know, be somewhat fit. What are, like, good, easy meals? And I don't know about you, but I love the process of, like, cooking with my roommates and stuff because it's
fun.
That
is so cute.
It makes it a night. Like, now that we're 21, we drink a little wine, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
cute.
It's fun.
That's so cute.
It's fun, yeah. But we don't always have time for that. Like, for example, today we have to be at Katie at 6:30. Like, not going to have time to cook tonight. Just not, realistically.
Not in the books.
But I also I've been really bad in the past about spending money on, like, takeout. Or being like, I'll go to Zoe's and get a salad, because Zoe's is
no,
the best.
I spend a lot of money when I'm too lazy to cook.
Yeah.
But I actually just, this is not sponsored at all. I'm just, like, actually obsessed with HelloFresh. That's what I've been doing lately.
I'm genuinely not sponsored.
No,
but,
yeah.
Agree.
I mean, when I have time to cook. In between me and the podcast, you guys will see a couple of HelloFresh sponsorships on my videos the next few months, because I got a really cool deal with them for, like, 4 months, which I'm excited about.
It's exciting.
So I get to work with them 4 months. But I'm not kidding. I'm not lying to you guys. When that is done, I'm going to purchase it myself and do it, because it's seriously so great. Like, my assistant just got it, too. And you you can choose, like, obviously, like, which meals you want. And you can also do, like, instead of 3 meals a week, you can get 4 meals a week. You can choose. I'm obsessed. But anyways.
Yeah.
I just hate grocery shopping, so you don't have to do that. They said
I hate big grocery stores. I get very stressed out. There's almost too many options. That's why I pretty much only shop at Trader Joe's.
I'm going to go there for the first time on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some flowers.
Oh, yeah.
They have good flowers, don't they?
Great flowers.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think that people have this misconception that because it's mostly organic and, like, natural food, that it's more expensive.
I heard it's cheaper.
It's less.
Like, their produce is all organic, but it's cheaper, which I'm down for, because I only like organic produce, at least.
Yeah, no, definitely. But it's, like, less expensive even than, like, we have a Fresh Market here, which is radically
overpriced. No, I don't go
it's
there.
It's so expensive.
They have, like, nice cheeses and stuff. Also, did I tell you I'm into brie now? Yeah. I had brie with warm honey. It was when we were in, I think we were in Spain. I don't really know
where
it was.
Do you like the Polly's brie dip? Have you ever had it?
No, but I saw someone get it, and I was like, that'd be so nice to just go there with some gals one night and get, like, brie.
Yeah.
And just, like, have a night, you know?
No,
so we should go one night and just have brie.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it have honey on it? I like it with the honey.
No, but it has berries, and you would think that it would be weird.
No,
but
berries is good.
It's warm, and it's...
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah. I'm into the cheese plates. I guess too. I'm growing up because I used to not like cheese plates. I didn't like cheese at all. But anyways, were talking about. We go on tangents. Yeah. You guys know.
It's episode 2 and we're already being bad about it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Trader Joe's is the place to go. And I would do HelloFresh all the time if I could, but I just simply don't have that time all the time.
No, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and my roommates and I don't always, like, coordinate our schedules, but when we do, it's nice to do HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about it. See, I don't have a roommate, so, like, if I had a roommate, though, like, she'd have to be okay with me putting that all in the fridge and, yeah. Like...
Oh, my gosh, my fridge is probably the size of your fridge, and we have 5 people, so it's just a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You have 5? I thought there were 4 of you.
No, there's 5, because it's Tatiana's in the basement.
I keep forgetting about her, because yeah. I haven't met her.
Yeah, you have to come by and see her, so that's really cute. I love being on the first floor, because everyone hangs out in the living room, and I'm like, all right, see you in a few minutes. And then I, like, go in my room, and then I come out when I'm ready. It's so nice.
And you can, like, sit there and kind of hear them while they're talking. But I don't have
FOMO, yeah.
Yeah, but no FOMO.
Because I know they're not, like, talking about me and stuff, because I'm, like, right there.
And when you have groceries and stuff, though, no, that's true.
Oh, it's amazing.
Also, on another side note, so I drove Brooke home the other night.
Oh my gosh.
And she legit would not open her unlock her door because there was a bug slightly near the doorknob.
It was a huge bug. We have a lot of like bug problems.
She doesn't do bugs. I mean, I don't do bugs either, but I feel like you really don't do bugs.
No, I don't mess with that, like, at all. And it was we've been seeing a lot of big bugs, like, in our house. I know it's disgusting, but, like,
you
know,
it's
a rather big house, so it's, like, you know, they can easily creep on in, which is, so I've just been really freaked out. It was pitch black on the porch, and just, I've been having really bad luck. You guys probably saw my car got hit, like, yeah, I've been having a series of rough days, yeah, but I'm great,
though. Unfortunate events.
That would be my low of the week, if we had to do.
Yeah, low of
low light. Low
yeah,
light.
My low would be me losing my voice and, like, kind of getting sick, but it's, like, my allergies, because I've been taking Zyrtec and it helps, so. But anyways, let's talk about food now. What are your things that you have written down?
Yes. Okay. So my favorite breakfast, I have to tell you, especially because I work out in the morning now, it's just super easy. You can buy, a lot of people have asked me about this, you can buy hard-boiled eggs, like, pre-made.
Where?
At Trader Joe's.
That's why I always buy the Starbucks protein boxes, because I love the hard-boiled
eggs. Yeah. Uh-huh. So you just buy a big bag of them in the... like, egg section and dairy section. I don't know.
Trader Joe's is where it's at.
But hack to make them taste literally amazing. You put the Trader Joe's everything but the bagel seasoning on them. And it's just, like, salt, pepper, and, like, sesame seeds and, like, garlic powder. So, I don't know. It tastes literally like the everything bagel
topping. I love that.
My mom taught me. She gave me the hack. And it's so good. So that's, like, what I just... eat as a quick breakfast if I'm, like, running out to class or whatever, because that's just, like...
I love eggs, too, but so I don't filling. Always want to make scrambled eggs or fry... Wow, I just wrote that down.
Yeah, she did.
I literally wrote it down on my pen and paper.
It's actually so great, too. And people, like, always tell me, they're like, you know, it's cheap and easy to make your own, and I totally get that, but...
like, literally, we're gals on the go. Literally.
It's just the convenience factor for me. It's worth the extra, like, $2 or whatever. Totally. And, yeah, I just eat 2 of them. Oh, but before I work out, I eat a banana. So, like, this morning I woke up, had a banana, so I don't pass out in my workout because I can't do
workout. I have to eat something.
Same.
Like, usually I have to have a meal unless it's pretty early in the morning where, you know, like, when you first wake up, if it's, like, 7 a.m., you might not be that hungry.
Yeah, no.
If it's, like, 9, full meal. Yeah. Anyways.
No, well, I just would genuinely, well, I experienced it where I, like, get faint from not eating before a workout. No,
it's a thing. So, I'm glad you realized that.
And a banana is, like, the perfect amount of, like, it gives you energy. They're so good.
I need to add that to my list.
Perfect portable snack for gals on the go. Truly.
And seriously.
It's natural from nature. And they're, like, 19 cents each, so we love that. And then my other favorite thing to do is, this is, like, when I'm just making meals for myself, by the way. Like, this is just me if I'm, like, I'm doing it alone. I'm not taking my roommates into account.
It's, or, like, back whatever. It's, like, school, like, quick stuff.
Yeah. I love... Do you hear that siren? I wonder if
I
you
hope
hear
they
it. Yeah. Scary. I love doing a little quick salad, so I always keep arugula and spinach in the house. Like, those are my 2, because I put spinach in other things, too. You could cook spinach in, like,
so you
everything.
Don't like romaine lettuce? You'd prefer arugula
I
and
do,
spinach?
I do, but okay,
I mean, it's healthier, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know.
My thing with romaine, though, is I like romaine only when it's, like, freshly cut and chopped. Like, when it's romaine in a bag, to me, it has, like, a certain taste.
I know. I love it. Well, because I don't use dressing, so I just chomp it.
No, I love it, too. Like, a good romaine cup, like, if you just take, like, the head of the romaine and use that as Oh my god, so good.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I love lettuce. Yeah. We love that.
I love arugula though. That's like one of my favorite
I things. Like arugula. I put it on like my pizza.
Yeah. Stuff.
Like arugula's yeah. a good it's got a unique taste
it's
to
just
it.
Just spicy green. That's
yeah,
what it's
called. Is that what it's called? Yeah. No, I can definitely agree with that.
In Europe they call arugula rocket. Isn't that so interesting?
Interesting.
I know. I was like, what is rocket? But I guess it kind of looks like a rocket.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. So I always just keep lettuce in the house, and then I get like just random toppings. Like I have like grape tomatoes and what else? I mean, I have the hard boiled eggs too, which you could put in a salad, which is super easy. I'm trying to like, I know we were just talking about cheese, and I do love cheese, but I'm trying to like loosely. I'm not saying I'm going dairy free because I'm not, but I
no
dairy
I,
like really messes up my stomach.
It's good to be conscious. Well, that's why I do soy milk. That's like one thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you just drink yours black, right?
Yeah.
So proud of you. That's really good.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm just trying to like loosely, because I used to eat like cheese sticks and stuff. I'm just trying to like loosely stop that.
Yeah, that's easily able to get rid of.
And you just don't, I don't know, like if I want protein, I can just have like chicken, or I get like ground turkey. I love ground turkey in a salad. It's really good. You can put like some taco seasoning
in it.
Do
you have to cook it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It comes raw.
Do you, I think I'm thinking about, like, buying, like, chicken or turkey or something and, like, cooking it and, like, having it ready to put
that's
on
the salad. Smart, yeah. This is, like, ground turkey, so it's, like, you know, you, like, crush it up and it's, like, the crumbles.
So you already buy it
pre-cooked? No, I buy it raw and I cook it.
And then you ground it.
Yeah, and then I, like, put it in, like, a Tupperware or something.
Yeah.
Or you could just buy, like, you know, chicken breasts and, like, bake them in the oven and then put them in a container.
Can't you just cook them on the stove?
Yeah, I guess you can. I just get nervous because I always get scared that things are going to be raw on the inside.
No, that's terrifying.
But I guess the oven's the same way.
Yeah, well, it's probably better to do the oven.
It's
just know.
It's easy because you can, like, put, like, 10 in at once or something. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I should do that, definitely. It's a good idea. I'm writing
meal
this down.
Meal prep.
Well, that's what it seems like I'm going to have to do because whenever I want to eat, I'm always in a rush. But when I have time, I'm not hungry. So I need to, like, when I have that time, make food for meal prep.
Oh, yeah. But then, I always just do, I love salad, though. I know some people hate salad, so, like, I just like to have, oh, I love broccoli, too. I put broccoli in my salad. Right, just random, I just keep, like, random produce in the house that I could use for other stuff, not just salads.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to.
You can cook with it if you
want.
Yeah,
if I want to, like, have a full-on dinner, I could cook the broccoli for dinner.
Totally.
You know, so that my things don't go bad, I guess.
No, yeah.
I'm trying to, like, be money conscious, too, this year, because I used to overbuy, and then all of my stuff would go bad, so I'm trying to, like, be wise about things
actually already had that instance. I, like, bought, like, a ton of random produce that I just forgot I have because I'm not used to, like, having a fridge full of stuff.
Yeah.
That I was, like, not being conscious about it. So that's a good point to make. Like,
yeah.
You overbuy and then you, like, don't use everything.
You should get the coconut aminos from Trader Joe's, too. It's, like, a soy sauce alternative, kind of, but it's a little bit sweeter.
Really?
Yeah. I think you would like it.
I think I'd like it, too.
And I just put that...
What do you use?
I know you don't do salad dressing, but... I would do it as a salad dressing.
Well, I like ginger salad dressing. I like a good, like, Asian salad.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only dressing I use.
They have, like, a carrot ginger miso dressing at Trader Joe's, too. You should try that.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. No. I just need to go with you.
Yeah.
We need to just go together one time.
Yeah, you need
to...
Because, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that, like, have certain things they like from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And that are, like... Yeah.
It's, like, a recommendation-based place. Like, you need to go off of what others say, because otherwise you might not find it.
Yeah.
Like, those, sometimes they keep near the frozen section, which is weird because it's, like, a sauce. So you
okay.
just have to know.
Well, when's the next time you're going to Trader Joe's? No joke. Let's go.
Probably next week.
Okay, well, text me.
Okay.
And depending on my schedule, like, yours.
The schedule.
I need to go.
Okay.
Or you just come with me and you show me what to get.
And then I love, which probably would be good for you, too, because you're really on the go more than I am, I feel like. The Trader Joe's frozen section is really good.
True, because it's probably, like, is everything at Trader Joe's organic? Is that, like, their
not
thing?
Organic. It's, like, all natural, but then if it is, a lot of the frozen stuff is organic. It would say it on the bag if it is.
Yeah.
But, like, for example, the rice, they have two different kinds. They have, like, you know, organic and non-organic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, super, like, everything has to be organic, but I do like to be
it's
conscious
nice.
About
yeah.
certain things. Like, produce, I really do. I know some people are, like, organic is actually not that, like, awesome, but I don't know. I grew up in an organic family. Like,
yeah.
literally everything, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your family's very into that.
My family's hippie when it comes to food.
Yeah, I feel that. But I get just all sorts of things. Like, they have my new favorite thing, which you probably saw my story last night, is the cauliflower gnocchi.
Oh my gosh. You've had so many cauliflower things, I feel like.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to make cauliflower mash.
Yeah,
like
they
potatoes.
Well, they have that frozen in a bag at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. My list is getting so insane here.
No, and it's relatively low calorie. The whole thing of the cauliflower gnocchi, which... It was very filling to the point
did
that I was
like,
did you put,
like, tomato sauce on it?
Yeah.
I actually didn't see this on
Yeah, just regular tomato sauce.
I love gnocchi.
And it was the entire bag I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Does it taste like gnocchi? No. But I...
But it was...
But it's good enough.
It was tasty.
Yes. I really liked the taste. The way that I cooked it, I liked it.
Actually, no, I need alternatives to carbs because I love pasta and all that.
You're gonna like it then, I think.
I just... Thank you so much. I hope you guys are getting as much of that as I am. Because this is great.
And then I... what did I cook it with? Yeah, I put a little bit of arugula and then tomato sauce and the whole bag...
With arugula.
Yeah, random.
That sounds delicious. She's
Danielle's literally writing all this down.
This I started amazing. A short list and now I'm like, because it might, yeah, I didn't know yeah, I was going to be writing that much.
the whole bag of the cauliflower gnocchi, though, was only 330 calories. And it's a huge serving. Like, it's
so did you have extras or did you
No, just I ate the whole, that's, I didn't put anything. Like, that's all, that was my dinner. That bowl of pop, you know what I mean?
That's, and cauliflower's so good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't count calories or anything, but.
I don't count calories
But either. If you consider, like, an average person without counting calories, their dinner is probably, like, what, 500 to 600 calories?
Probably.
And this is.
That's it's less. Just
a healthier alternative, and it's easy, it's quick, it took me about 10 minutes, like, yeah.
So you boiled it, and then you.
I actually did in the saucepan, because it's, like.
So it's already pre, like. Not boiled.
Like, it's pre and in form. Like, and it's, like, shape. You know what I'm, like, making... I'm, like, doing this with my hands right now, but you cannot see me.
So you just put it on a pan, you put the sauce, you put the arugula, kind of saute it all?
I
cooked it
first with just water to, like, get the texture right. And then I
added... So in a pot?
No. I just poured, like water in the saucepan. Yeah. Just to, like, get it cooking.
Yeah.
I put the cover on it. And then I took the cover off, and then I put... A little bit of olive oil spray, just so that it gets, like, a little...
You could probably cook it with olive oil. It's probably, like, worse for you, but...
Yeah.
Like, a little spray, because I have olive oil.
No, that's good. And then I did, and then I put the sauce in. And then...
That sounds like an everyday meal for me.
No, I've already had it twice. My roommates were like, you're making that again? I was like, yeah, it's so good.
I'm someone that I'm happy to eat, like, 4 different meals. Like, I'm fine.
Oh, same. Same. That's why meal prep is probably ideal for you. Because you could, like, repeat things, yeah.
I need you to just show me everything. My gosh.
I don't meal prep, though, so maybe I should.
No, yeah, but that's easy. Like, if it's not meal prep, at least I know exactly what I'm doing. You don't have to follow instructions. Like, it's hard.
They have also, like, a lot of other microwavable things. Like, I get the microwave it's just bean and rice burritos.
Oh,
it's just
I love rice and beans.
And they're really honestly good for you because it's just nothing really added. It's just like those two. I mean, I relatively good for you, by the way.
I'm all about relatively good for you. I, at least in college, like, it is simply impossible to be, like, at least college in Athens, Georgia. And I'm not just making that excuse. It's hard.
Every social event is revolved around food here. It's very and challenging.
Like, it's always catered by, like, Zaxby's or Chick-fil-A. Like, you really, there's no...
Or you go to, like, something and people ordered pizza... Like, you're hanging out with your friends, and it's just, like...
I've had pizza 2 nights in a row. Well, not last night.
But we love pizza, though, so it's
big
good.
Fans. I will big never fans. Stop eating pizza. Oh, my gosh, the vegans are dying right now. The vegans. I was a vegan for a second. I was proud to be one. I was that person that definitely told people, so...
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Anyways, so...
So, definitely check out the frozen section. I have, like, a whole other... I just need to, like, an updated grocery haul of, like, all my favorite things, because that would be helpful. Green Goddess salad dressing, if you're going. That's a really good thing to get. And it's... These are all, like, pretty healthy. I think that's dairy-free.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just been trying to be better about it because, I don't know, I've been going orange theory a lot more. So, like, I don't really see what the point is of, like, killing myself in these workouts and, like, eating like crap. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Or if I do eat like crap, like, we went out the other night and then we ordered, like, Wing Zone for dinner. But then, like, the next day I was like, I'm back on my
stuff. That's, like, let's go. And I think that's fair. Like, you just can't sometimes. Like, you don't want to be that person in a social scene that's like, can we not? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Sometimes you just got to roll with the punches.
Exactly. And then one bad meal isn't going to determine, like, the progress of your whole month.
I agree. So, I agree completely. Yeah.
Okay. So that was...
Are those your little things?
Yeah, those are... I just wrote down some meal ideas. What about you? What do you usually do for a little meal? Well,
I'm not as educated as you. Like, I'm just starting, so I'll definitely have more later. But, like, I guess I'll just talk about... So my go-to breakfast in the morning is oatmeal, and I just use soy milk. So I make it in the microwave. I don't have time to put it in a pot. I've done that my whole life. I just take the oats, pour them in a bowl. Oh, you
do? I've seen this in the vlogs. What is it, 33 seconds?
44 seconds. But my microwave at home is way more powerful than this one in my apartment, so I have to do a minute here. But no, it's great. I actually had it for breakfast this morning. Oats, water to, like, just about above the oats, and then microwave for a minute, and I do add a little bit of brown sugar and soy milk.
You need to, like, give it some flavor, but though.
I don't know. This isn't
Do you put fruit and stuff on top or not really?
No, I don't have any right now, but I do love berries. I also really love Greek yogurt with granola and berries. Yeah. Like, it is so delicious. Like, usually I'll have to prepare that the night before, though, if it's for, like, class. But it's actually good to prepare the night before because then the berry juice, like, gets into the yogurt and it makes it even more tastier. Those are, like, my breakfast go-tos. And then, honestly, for lunch and dinner these days, it's been catered or, like, I literally haven't, like,
cooked yet.
This is going to be the first week that I'm, like, cooking.
We've been off of our routine. That's, yeah. We're getting back to it, though.
Yeah, I'm so excited. We love a good routine, like.
Agree.
Yeah, so that's that. But, we'll obviously have updates for you guys, and if we can, I'm so excited to go to Trader Joe's. Maybe I'll do a Trader Joe's haul when I get back.
You should.
Because I'm like, thank you so much. Like, no I'm looking work in the eyes, like, thank you. Like, that is
the
so helpful.
That I found with Trader Joe's is that they have so many good, like, chips and stuff, so I'm trying to avoid that. Like, I didn't buy any chips or anything this time, which is,
I don't
like,
buy
a big
chips
thing
anymore,
for me.
Yeah.
Like, tortilla chips and salsa is literally my demise, so.
Really? I feel like that's okay. Like, I still eat tortilla chips sometimes with salsa. Yeah.
I mean,
if you get, like, a fresh salsa.
I have no self-control, though. Like, I'll eat half the bag. So
no, yeah.
I'm not.
That's me.
I can't.
As Fritos for some reason. Fritos get me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm bad about being like, I'm gonna have 8 chips and salsa, like the actual serving size. I'm like,
is that the?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean no. Yeah, if I'm like, especially if I'm at a restaurant and they like bring you chips and salsa,
oh, you can't control me.
No,
absolutely
no, cannot be stopped. Should we head into the questions and answers to end our little thing? So we always end our videos with our videos. Oh my god.
Our vlogs, haha.
Our podcast with questions we both posted on Instagram. You guys should totally follow us if you don't already, at Brooke Pincio and at Danielle Carolyn. We can just see which questions look great. Oh my gosh, one of my classes is canceled tomorrow.
Wow.
My anthro class is not a thing tomorrow. What time is that one? So I'll get a break. Yay.
Anthro sucks. That might become your least favorite class.
I heard that's a lot of reading, and I just hate reading.
Yeah.
So I like reading with fun stuff.
Oh, this person asked, what are y'all's favorite podcasts? I know you have some.
Yeah.
Spread the podcast love.
Yeah, my two favorites right now, because I could talk about a few, but my two favorites are the Skinny Confidential Him and Her podcast. So entertaining. Like, their banter / their tips are so great. It's like a husband and wife.
I need to listen to that one.
You have. It made me. That's what made me really want to start a podcast.
Wow.
With them. And then Lady Gang. I love it. It's three
gals. I don't
listen
to that one either.
I feel like you'd really enjoy these. But yeah, those are definitely my two favorite. You guys can listen to them. I won't give you a whole spiel. What about yours?
I like more businessy ones. So, okay, we need to discuss this, like, was never discussed, like, Gary Vee. I'm a huge Gary Vee fan. Like, how did he get in touch with you? Like, that, this is literally nuts because his, I know he's very controversial because he's very loud and opinionated, but
no,
I
love that.
I love it, though. Like,
you're a
I
New
love
Yorker.
It.
You love that. I love it, too.
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah. No, I know. He's got that heavy accent. I love it, though. He was actually on Skinny Confidential once, and that's how I really liked him. I love how he's straight to the point, and he's like, I think that's stupid. I think this is really smart. Like, I think this is going to be the next thing, and I'll do whatever he says. When he says to keep up with the Snapchat, you do that. Did you hear him talk about that? He's very, like, Snapchat shouldn't be ignored. Like, don't only do Instagram stories.
It's definitely not dead,
Yeah, I just, like, I'm so bad, like, because I have 2 Snapchat accounts, and, like, you just made yours all one. Maybe I should do that. But anyways, Gary Vee. One time I got this DM, and it was like a group DM on Instagram with Gary Vee and like someone that works for him, and it was like the girl, and she was like, hey, like, what's your email? Like, we'd love to like have Gary work with you. And I thought it was a scam or something. I was like,
so sick.
But I literally saw Gary was in the chat, like the verified one. So I said, like, I'm like, can we get on a call or something? I'm not really sure what this is. And Gary Vee responds in it, like, email her Donna or whatever her name was, and so I knew it was legit. And basically,
that's,
I don't know how many
sick.
He's taking like a certain amount of influencers under his wing, kind of. And like, I get emails from him periodically with like personalized videos for us, like what's to come next, or like, this is what you guys should be doing right now. And he actually sent me a new pair of his shoes that just came out. They're really cool. They're with the brand K-Swiss, and on the bottom it has like, I forget what it says, like a quote, and then
he signed it.
Yeah. But I think that's on all of his, I think. I don't really know. Or maybe not. Maybe he just signed mine. I don't really know.
I think he's just signed yours. I think you're special.
Oh.
I saw that Casey Neistat also got one, so that's pretty dope.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the same place. Shoot, that's really cool. But yeah, Gary Vee's awesome.
I'm a huge fan, so.
Yeah.
I read
VaynerMedia.
I read his books, yeah.
You read his books? Dang.
I applied
to his internship. Do you listen to Tim Ferriss, too? Oh, you did?
I didn't get it. If you want to give me a job, Gary Vee, I'm very interested.
Oh my god, I like didn't know.
Yeah,
that's
no,
so funny.
Is like a huge company.
No, well, yeah, that's so awesome. So,
anyways,
like
I listen to
ones.
Yeah, but I listen to more businessy ones. Tim Ferriss show is really good. And then one that I like that's just like super quick is Optimal Living Daily. It's like 8-minute segments.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. Also, guys, we're on the Spotify page for Lifestyle and Health podcast, and that one was on there. I saw it.
It's
like
just
next
quick.
To ours.
They just read literally blog articles. So like, he'll find a new blog every day, and one of them will be like, you know, why water is the best thing for you. And it's just like little, like you learn more, like a little knowledge tip of the day. And it's like 8 minutes. And I don't listen to it every day, but I probably should.
So,
yeah.
So I know, sorry, I'm just like going with the question since I know Brooke has to go soon. She's a gal on the go.
Oh my gosh. Well, we both have to go soon.
So we have, I thought this question would be good for like college and like since we have a lot of followers that like are moving into college and all this, and we don't have to like harp on it a long time because I want to answer like a good amount of questions, but someone said, do you get homesick? If so, how do you handle it? Since both of us are out of state.
Great question.
Do you want to go?
Okay, I guess I'll start. It was really bad when I, not really bad at all, but when I was younger, I always would plan trips home and stuff because I was like, it was better for me to visualize like, oh, I'll be home in a month, I'll be home in 2 months, whatever
the time was. Yeah, I still do that. I think that is a good way still to this age. Like,
yeah, and that's what really kept me going. But as I've gotten older, I've just made better friendships and like established more of a home here. So it's gotten a lot better. Like, I'm probably not going to see my parents until, I mean, I'm sure they'll plan a trip, but as of now, it's not until November, but I'm, like, more okay with accepting that now because... Like,
oh, they're not coming for parents weekend?
No, just my brother is.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That'll be so fun. Our brothers can hang out.
Yeah, it'll be so fun.
That is good.
Yeah. Aww. So, as far as now, who knows? Sometimes they, like, plan random
what
stuff.
What if they surprise you?
Oh, that'd be cute.
That would be cute.
But I don't know. I think as you get older, you get more into your groove.
It is
and, like,
true. Like, you're going to feel homesick.
Yeah.
You're going to. And it's,
but I just have, like, I have my people here now, and it used to be really hard for me when I didn't have a solid friend group here, so that was definitely, my tip is just with age, but I'm sure you have better tips.
No, I didn't have a huge problem with necessarily being homesick. I've just grown up traveling, and, like, I'm used to being, like, I went to sleepaway camp, like, I kind of, I think I dealt with the homesickness when I went to sleepaway camp. That was tough, like, the first time I went. I don't know. I'm just a really independent person. I talk to my parents every day. I'm in a group chat with them. I call at least one of them every day. It might not be both.
Yeah.
But if I get homesick, it's not like I miss my parents. Sorry, parents, because I talk to them all the time. It's more of like a, maybe I miss my dog or maybe I miss like certain things I do at home. Like I miss my friends, but I know my friends aren't at home. They're at college.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know, but I know some of my friends that literally are from Georgia, they probably get more homesick than I do. And maybe it's because they know how close they are. I don't know. Like,
no, I actually, this is going to be like such a reverse tip, but I feel like when I talk to my parents more, like when I'm talking to them multiple times a day and stuff on the phone,
or do you miss them more?
Yes, really? Because I feel like I'm so involved with their lives at home, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on this thing. And this
you're
thing.
Right. You do have to kind of take
exactly.
yourself out.
So I just try to keep. I mean, I hate the tip, like keep yourself busy, but establishing your own life for yourself and doing your own thing is like a really
no.
It is
it's
a, really
a
good,
good thing
tip.
For so many different things. Like if you're going through a breakup, like I have a friend that's going through a breakup right now, and I was literally like, you have to keep yourself busy. You cannot be looking at their posts, their anything.
Yeah.
You just have to like. Keep away. I guess I'm keeping with my mom a lot right now because my mom's literally living the life. She's in New York City right now.
What for?
Today she's meeting the governor of New York.
Why?
Because her best friend, Sonia, they're like best friends in high school and college, or maybe just college. She's the something, like the female representative for like the female network. I don't really know.
That's sick.
And she does all these really cool things, so my mom's getting to go. She went to the dry bar this morning, and she saw Hamilton. So literally bye, mom. Literally bye.
Oh my gosh, goals.
So, and I've just been telling them about like back to school and like how everything's going.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm looking at other questions. Someone, I have, like, I'm just going to answer this because I see, like, 5 questions about it. If I'm going to get a little, I will be getting a little next
Yay.
Month. Big Little is on my birthday.
Oh my gosh,
so I'm really
excited.
Yeah.
20, the big 20.
Yeah, I guess that's called my golden birthday because my birthday is on the 20th and I'm turning
yes,
20.
Yes, it is. Oh,
so
that's
my golden birthday. When would yours be then? You already had yours.
Yeah. So I didn't even realize that was a thing when I was 15.
No, I know. I didn't know it was a thing till this year, so I would have missed
that's
it.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. I'm very... I don't know. Birthday is like... I used to be a big birthday person. Well, you kind of used
yeah,
to too.
Yeah.
And I had big birthday parties. Like, my sweet 16 was on a yacht. Like, I'm so extra.
I love it.
But... Well, that sounds really bougie. It was like other people were on the boat too. It wasn't just me. We just had a table
it
there.
It was just a
yeah,
yacht.
No, sorry. That actually sounded so princess-like.
Oh my
no.
gosh.
But now I'm just, like, getting older. I'm just like, eh. Like, I never thought I'd be like this. It's actually kind of sad. I still love birthdays. Especially since I can, like, buy myself whatever, you know? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. But, okay.
It'll be a fun year, though. Because you have, like, your apartment stuff. You could have, like,
oh, no. I am loving sophomore year so much more already.
I saw your tweet. That's good.
Like, I first semester last year sucked. You guys all know it. I've said it. Like, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it wasn't because I was homesick. It was just because absolutely everything else. So, there was just a lot of changes. There was some drama.
Not hardcore drama, but like
just
softcore.
Ew.
sorry.
Just like there was just things like I wasn't loving my classes. I was traveling a lot. I just kept removing myself from everything.
Too much travel.
There was just a lot. There was just a lot, and I just never really found myself I didn't place myself here well enough. And then second semester, I like went on spring break, and then ever since then, it was like the best thing ever. So, you know, it happens. But this year is already amazing, and that's natural. Like even my high school, like sophomore year was like sophomore and junior year my favorites because you mm-hmm. already have your friends, you know where you're going. Like it's just good.
Yep. A lot of people, since you just answered a question, people are asking, what's your take on being on sorority exec, which leads me to a question
yes.
for Danielle. It's great. My position is definitely not the most intensive. Like, my friends...
You have a lot more to do than I thought you'd yeah. have to do, though. Like, you're all... Like, tell them what you do.
Well, I mean, I'm vice president of PR, so you would think that that just means, like, running the Instagram and, like...
It's not.
But it's not, though, because, for example, every philanthropy event, like, the PR has to be done for all of that. And in years past, they've done, like, even more than I've done. Like, in the past, they do, like, ads on the buses and, like, get, like, printed flyers and all
okay,
this
like,
stuff.
Okay, like, no
yeah.
other shorties do that, though, so I think you're fine.
No, no. It's just you want to do your job to the best of your ability, of yeah. course. So, like, big day, I was, like, taking photos and stuff, which I thought
I saw.
Did, like,
you were so yeah. cute. She's on her SLR camera taking pictures of them in their bid day outfits. It was cute.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do the... Especially because my job is over. Like, we do... The cycle ends in November. So that leads me to my next point. Would you... Are you going to think... Consider?
So many people have asked me this.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of, like, having leadership roles. Uh-huh. And I really don't have any at UGA. And it kind of, like, makes you feel like you have a purpose.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't think about it. And I've thought about it lately. However, I feel like there's other girls in my pledge class that have thought about running, and
gotcha.
I mean, if no one else does, like, I will, and I will take on it completely and, like, be, and do it.
Uh-huh.
But if someone else wants to, I'd rather them have the experience since I already know how to do PR.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
and honestly, you're way more busy with, like, your stuff than I am.
But it's, like, weird. Like, I still want to, like, I'd be down for, like, a different position, if that makes sense. But I don't, but, like, the positions that are available, I don't know which ones I'd want. Like, this is, like, so weird, but I would low-key love to be the pledge mom. Like,
I think you'd be great at that,
yeah. I, like, feel very passionate about making freshmen feel uh-huh. welcome and, like, our pledge mom was great and everything, so I just...
Or you could do, even if you're not, like, on exec, there's, like, the two positions that are under pledge mom that, like, help plan all the events and everything still.
Yeah, there's just certain things, like, okay, you know what I really want to do? Well, apparently it is a position, but, like, I don't really know if it's, like, really done. I don't really know, but there's, like, the sisterhood one, and
yeah,
I don't know if we
yeah.
really have a budget for it, but, like, I'm a geek. I love some, like, not cheesy sisterhood events, but I feel like it'd be really, like, just to organize, like, a group.
Back in the day, we did, like, a trip to the movies.
Yeah,
like yeah.
I eat that ish up. I'd be so
you
down.
Should, you should do it, then.
So I really
do
want
that.
To. I know my friend Lindsay is it, but maybe not anymore. I don't really know when the periods changed. I don't even know mm-hmm. how that was, like, came to an account. Maybe that's when they do all, like, because I'm technically on the PR team right now, but.
Yeah, yeah. I also, like. Well, because when you're, like, the head of all of the positions, you kind of make up your own team. And I kind of tried to, like, restructure it so that I'm getting more people involved. But it's very challenging to manage.
Like, well, and it's just group. Frustrating because, like, I feel like you've had to ask people multiple times and you shouldn't have to do that. You should just be able to ask and, like, boom, done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, we're so used yeah. to being asked to do something, just, like, doing it. And, like...
Other people, it takes me asking them, like, five times to actually
yeah,
do something.
Which
yeah.
you shouldn't have to do, but that's just, like, the experience. We're just used to it. But, like, maybe
agreed.
If we had just been students and not be doing all this YouTube stuff, like, we'd be
yeah,
in the same boat.
Totally.
So, just, I really do want a leadership position. Like, I miss it. I was the president of two clubs senior year.
I know,
year.
You
like,
did a lot.
Oh, I loved it. I felt like a boss on campus. Like, I loved it. But I'm trying to figure out when the club fair is because I really want to
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. It's really hard to get involved here. It's not hard to get involved at all. But
it takes up a lot of time, though.
Takes up a lot of time, and, like, personally, like, I love philanthropy, and I'm happy with just doing philanthropy stuff for KD. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, so
like,
you
we have,
then.
Like, UGA Miracle and UGA Heroes, and I just can't...
No, but KD has our own... We do the Girl Scouts and Prevent Child Abuse.
And
America.
Confidence Coalition is my ish. Like, mm-hmm. I love it. Like, so, there's stuff to do.
Yeah. Or you could always, like, ask whoever to, like, invent a position. I know you were really into, like, the recruitment video and stuff, so, like, maybe you could, like, lead that next year. Like, that would be sick. I feel like
no,
that would
yeah.
be a great task.
Because I feel
you.
Like, yeah, you're right. Because I feel like being VP of PR, there really is so much to do that, like.
You need to assign other tasks, but then when people don't, like, comply with what you ask them to do, it's very frustrating, you know?
Yeah, no, it's actually so.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I struggle with that. Like, because I also have trouble delegating to people, though. So, like, because I don't trust people and for a very good reason.
Feel that.
So that's literally why I hired an assistant, because I was like, I need to learn how to delegate. And I know, like, if I hire someone, she's actually gonna, you
yep.
know, do it. So that was, like, my way of, like, actually feeling good about it.
I, like, literally have to go soon, so we're gonna have to wrap this up, but
okay. Yeah, we'll wrap it up right now.
Do you care?
No, not at all. Well, I feel like
this
has
been a relatively long episode. What do you guys... I know you guys... Everyone messaged and said the longer the better.
Yeah, and I think that's true, because then you can just... Like, if you need to pause it, you can, or if you... Exactly. I don't know. That was our goal, so... But, yeah, I'm really excited. It's so nice with podcasts, guys. We literally just record it, and then we upload it. Like, boom, done.
It's so different than YouTube.
It is so different than YouTube, seriously, but... Yeah, we are going to head out. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, please, if you haven't already rated our podcast, I know like we have like 700 ratings or something. It's awesome.
You guys are actually
the best.
Keep up the good work. Like, it's so cool to see us on the charts. Like, it is so crazy and mind-blowing. Like, I never thought our names would be under iTunes or Spotify. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I definitely don't sing, so.
You used to sing.
I used to sing. Like, Musical.ly. For music. Not for Musical.ly.
For
Musical.ly. Oh, my God. Sorry, I don't really like Musical.ly. No hate.
For musicals.
Like, I did theater singing, which I find different. It's more of like a talking singing. But anyways... send us requests for, like, themes for our... We're going to be doing interviews, and we have a couple planned, but we had to reschedule them due to busyness.
Exactly.
And we're trying to figure out how to, like, do call-ins and all that fun stuff, but we're just kind of learning along the way. Like, we know you guys have been complaining about maybe audio and...
Like, I know last time I was not loud enough, and everyone messaged me, and they were like, just so you know, like, you're not loud enough, and I mean, I guess you can blame it on me. I don't really know, but we are taking... Like, I definitely agree. We're taking all of your advice into account. Just know that...
It's a learning process.
We're not familiar with it.
No, it's genuinely. A brand new platform. I can't stress that enough, but we're loving learning about it.
I love it. I love the podcast life.
Expect a new podcast next Wednesday. Every Wednesday you get it. And if not, we'll do it. Like, we'll let you guys know if there's not going to be a podcast that day for whatever
reason.
There
will be plenty of communication.
Plenty. So thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Rate us. And we'll talk to you guys.
We'll chat.
We'll chat next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.